to Philippians 3 from verse 10 says this. I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. And if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Amen. Let's pause there. As you know, over these last few months, we've been following a theme through on our Sunday mornings, living deep with God. Is it possible for us not simply to come to faith in Jesus Christ and live in a sense, in a superficial way, simply saying, well, I'm saved, I know salvation, I know God, I love God, he loves me, and just to leave it at that? Is it possible for us to have a life that is deeply rooted in God? Is it possible for us to have a life that is deeply rooted in God? Is it possible for us to live deep with God? And so, over these last few months, we've been tracing our way through Philippians and just seeking clues in answer to this question. Is it possible for us to live deep with God? And today, there are three words at the top. Passion, humility, and wisdom. And from our passage today, I think it was last week, I said right at the beginning of what I said, I gave you the answer. Remember, I gave you the point at the beginning, just in case you fell asleep. Well, this time, you're going to have the answer at the top, all the way through. Because the answer is passion, humility, and wisdom. Three things that it seems unnecessary. If we're to live deep with God, we need passion, we need humility, and we need wisdom. And those three headings we're going to take through this morning. And we begin with this word, passion. Because the Apostle Paul says, I want to know Christ. And he actually says a lot more than that. But he says, basically, I want to know Christ. That is my passion. That is my desire. And so, somehow, to attain to the resurrection. And you may remember last Sunday, as we looked at the previous passage from verse 1, Paul speaks about not just knowing Christ, but desiring Christ, losing all things that he might gain Christ. His passion is somehow to connect with Christ, not in a I know something about him, but in a deep, profound way to connect with Christ. That is his passion. I want to know Christ, he says in verse 10, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of sharing in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow to attain to the resurrection of the dead. And there is that sense here that Paul is saying, look, this is my passion. My passion is to know Christ because I know that Christ is the one who died, was buried, and was raised to life again. And what I desire is to know that resurrection from the dead, that I might be with Christ in resurrection. But there is a hint of uncertainty. I want to know Christ, and so somehow to attain this resurrection. It's not that he's got it all sewn up right now, but he's saying, my passion right now, I want to know Christ. And I recognize that for me, and possibly for you today, there might be that same passion. It might be that you can echo the words and say, yeah, I want to know Christ. But it might be at exactly the same time as you say, I want to know Christ with a deep passion. It might be at exactly the same time. You see, you might say, the problem is me. Now, I'm saying that for me, not for you. But, you know, do you get what I'm saying? It might be that right now you say, I want to know Christ. But the problem is me. For some reason, I've got bad habits. There's guilt. There's a sense of oppression. There's depression. All sorts of things. But somewhere deep in my heart, I want to know Christ. Because I know that with Christ there is life. And as Paul says, with Christ there is resurrection. And I want to know that. And there is a passion. Do you know, if you feel that passion at all, you're on the way to living deep with God. Passion. Now what comes next? Humility. Because the Apostle Paul then goes on, verse 12, not that I have already obtained, it actually says. I've written that wrong. Not that I have already obtained all this. Because just at the same moment we say, I desire Christ. Christ is my passion. There is humility to say, I have not attained this yet. I have not yet arrived. And that is it's a simple thing, but it's very important for us to recognize that we are on a spiritual journey. That just because on a Tuesday lunchtime in November 1977, I prayed a prayer giving my life to God, it didn't mean I'd arrived. It didn't mean it was all over for me, by the shouting. It had only just begun. Not that I have already attained or obtained all this. Don't look at me and think, the Apostle Paul, he's got all the answers. He's got it all sorted. Because he's saying, I haven't. And he's saying, I don't think he's saying this as false humility. He's genuinely saying, I haven't got it all yet. And that's a good place for you to say, I have this passion, but I haven't got the answers. I've got so many questions. I have not arrived. If we think we've arrived, you never will arrive. If you think you've arrived, you never will. Because you'll never progress. Now the third, of course, is wisdom. This could be really short today, couldn't it? The third is wisdom. Living deep with God. Passion, humility, wisdom. Because he goes on. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect. Now this is wisdom. He is wise. He understands the plans and purposes of God for his own life. He has that sense. Can I know Christ? Yes, I can. It's not beyond me. It is not something that God kind of entices me with, but really it's unobtainable. I know it is obtainable. I haven't got there yet. And neither in this process, I haven't been made perfect yet. But I will be. But not yet. And there is wisdom. There's wisdom for Paul, for Paul. And today there can be wisdom for each of us, for ourselves. You're not yet perfect. And maybe you just need to say that to yourself and just encourage yourself and say, it's okay. I have this pressure. I want to know Christ. I haven't obtained it yet. And I'm not yet perfect. As somebody once said, you know, I'm not what I should be, but I'm not as bad as I used to be. But I'm not quite there yet. I'm on this journey. But also wisdom that says to one another, I know you're not perfect. I forgive you. I excuse you. I bless you. Because I know you're not perfect either. But there is a generosity in this. But it comes out of wisdom. Comes out of wisdom. So passion for Christ. Humility. I haven't got it yet. I haven't got all the answers. I haven't got it sewn up. And then wisdom. Now in a sense, this it could all be over. You know, that could be it. But one of the key elements of good teaching is repetition. If you can say it twice, say it at least twice. Three times possibly, if not more. And so what we have is he says it all again, having said it once. So we're back with passion. And what's the passion this time? In verse 12, I press on, he says. He's already said, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection and to share in his sufferings. But now he says, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. This is my passion. He's saying the same thing in a slightly different way. I press on. And this is about pursuit. We read earlier from 1 Timothy 6. The Apostle Paul says, Timothy, man of God, don't get involved in the lifestyle and the culture of others, but pursue righteousness, faithfulness, love. Pursue. If you see it, go after it. Drop everything and go after it. And that's what the Apostle Paul is saying. His passion. He's a tremendously passionate man. And that's probably why he winds people up, because he is passionate. He says, I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Do you know, Christ Jesus has taken hold of you. And he's done that for a purpose, for a reason. And the call on your life is to press on, to pursue it. Not to sit around, not to put your feet up in your faith, and never to think that you can put your feet up. You know, sometimes we talk about, I'm going to retire. Well, with God, there is no retirement. You know, we never quite get there. We're always yearning, pressing on, searching for what is ahead. There is this passion here again. But then there's humility. In case anybody's got it wrong, in verse 13. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. I'm pressing on, wanting to reach out for the things of God, but I haven't yet done it. So just because I speak eloquently, just because I articulate things well, just because I have this passion, don't think I've got there yet. Humility. Here is a man, Paul, who wants to live deep with God. Passion, but I haven't got there. But I'm pressing on, but I haven't arrived yet. I haven't taken hold of it yet. But then there's wisdom. What does he say? One thing I do. I'm always interested when the Bible speaks about one thing. My goodness, casting all other things aside, just one thing. Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead. Wisdom. Do you know, sometimes we are unable, even though we have passion. I want to know Christ. I want to press on. Even though we have passion, we don't have the wisdom to live deep with God because we cannot let go of what's happened. Now that might be something we've done or something that was done to us. And the guilt of that, or the hurt or the bitterness or the anger that goes with what has happened. And it might even be, in a sense, where we are at today. But in a sense, every moment it is behind us. Might be a sense of, I'm just not good enough. So I have this passion for Christ and I haven't arrived, but we're lacking the wisdom to know we can put down what has happened, put down the mistakes, the pain, the anger, the bitterness of what has been. Forgetting, and that's an extraordinary thing to say, forgetting what is behind. Paul, for all the great things, he's already said, I count all these things loss. I'll put it down. Because I know there is something more valuable for me as a human being to forget what is behind. And we will not go forward unless we can deal with what's behind. Put it down. And for some of us, that might be wrong relationships. That might be an overly aggressive ambition. And we stumble around in our Christian lives and we think, well, I'm doing okay. But if we're to live deep with God, you don't just have to have passion or humility. You have to have wisdom. Forgetting what is behind. Deal with it. And it might be that today you just have to say, no more. I'm done with it. because I want to strain, again, very big word, straining towards what is ahead. Well, the Apostle Paul doesn't just have these themes once or twice, but he has them three times. I press on, he goes on to say, now in verse 13, he's repeating himself yet again. Forgetting what is behind, straining towards what is ahead. Again, this passion, I press on towards the goal to win the prize. Again, that passion. I want to know Christ. I'm going to press on. I'm going to press on. The passion is there, and the chances are it's there for you. But then there is that humility again, where he can say, this is not about me, for which God has called me. The check. This is not about people seeing me and thinking, oh yeah, wonderful, isn't that great? They're achieving, they're gifted. The humility to say, look, I'm only here because God has called me. I'm only doing this because I'm following after Jesus. Without him, I'd have nothing. There's that humility again. And again, the wisdom, the understanding of the journey. Where am I going? What am I doing? God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. That clear sense of focus in the wisdom. I will forget what is behind. I'll put it down. I'm straining what is ahead. So I'm going heavenward in Christ Jesus. Now, these three things, very simple. Passion, humility, and wisdom. Paul repeats himself. He says it once. He says it again. He says it again. I haven't arrived, but I have this passion. I'm still pressing on. But he understands. I need to do something to make this progress. I need to put things down. I need to forget what has been. I need to stop being so self-piteous. I need to stop being immature in my approach. These three things. Passion, humility, and wisdom. Well, he's not finished there, because he then speaks about maturity. And this is wonderful, isn't it? Verse 15. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things. All of us are mature. What an extraordinary saying. Now that is, it's a challenge. To say, do I agree with what I've just heard? That if I need to live deep with God, I need to have passion, but I also need humility, but I need wisdom as well. If you're mature, you'll be going, yeah, I get it. That's an extraordinary thing for Paul to say. All of us who are mature, all of us who are mature will take such a view on things. But then he goes on, if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Going for maturity. But then I just want to put in this word, teachability. I discovered, you know, this is not a real word. It should be, but it's not. You know, at least the computer doesn't think it is. Teachability. Are you teachable? Are you teachable? And this comes back to having a passion, but being humble. If you think you've arrived, you won't hear and won't be taught. If you resent something I've said, then it might be that you go, I don't want to hear it. Are you teachable? Will you hear what we've said, what we've shared? And will you receive it in your soul? Are you teachable? Because what does he say? God will make it clear to you. And it's that teachability that comes out of humility. It says, I haven't arrived, but I want to do it. I will receive. If there are things I need to deal with, I will. If I'm lacking in passion, I want God to show me what I need to do about that. If there's something I'm not understanding, I want to know that I might move forward. And so this very simple thing. Passion, humility, wisdom. If we can just grasp hold of this just a little bit, then it may be we can take our next step to living deep with God. And we can be those who say, I know maturity. I'm not there yet. But I understand. And I continue to be teachable in my life with God. And we're just going to pause right there with those three words on our hearts. Let's pray. Gracious Father, thank you for the simplicity. What it means to follow after Jesus. And we know there's lots of questions and there's lots of things that come up, but we know that there is a simplicity there. For the simplicity that we see in your word this morning. The challenge to have a passion for Christ. And yet deeply humble. Perhaps even knowing that we're not worthy in many ways. There are all sorts of reasons why we shouldn't deserve it. But we do have the passion for Christ. But being wise. Knowing that we have to change. Knowing we have to grow. Knowing we have to fix our eyes on Jesus. And fix our thoughts and our lives on Jesus. Father, for the radical shift that may be required in some of our lives, help us stand together. Help us encourage and strengthen one another. We pray for one another as we say this, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.